Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up. Sunshine is LaBeija, bitch. I'm a Taurus, so you know we're going hard as shit. Ain't no way I'm trying to deal, I'm on some profit shit. But at least you get to witness when I'm profiting. I got a full clip, I'm trying to make some hits. How you still trying to hate when you ain't got no win? Oh, you tripping, girl, you better go and tie your tip. I'm trying to bowl, getting no coins, time to dip, bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway. Trying to mock grand prize, come on, cut, nice try. Your boy claiming he no homo, buddy, cop. I had to jump on IG so he could download me. I got a new single coming plus the movie too. I wanna see what you gon' do when I come for you.
I'm a fat bitch, bum your clit.
Bitch toss slick, I'ma snatch your wig. I'm a fat bitch, suck some clit. If that bitch toss slick, I'll ambush the bitch. I'll run up the bitch, I'll gut the bitch. Had to fuck up the bitch, man, fuck this bitch. Won't fuck this bitch, but fuck this bitch. When I say but fuck, dig up the bitch. She was stuck up, my nigga stuck up the bitch. Still dragging her, so don't trick up the bitch. Get the combination to the state, crack the bitch. Lock the whole operation, choke hold the bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway. Trying to mock grand prize, come on, cut, nice try.
Yo, it's your boy Izzy Stars LaBeija. You're tuned in to Juicing with the J's, hosted by Jason LaBeija.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
Wake up, the sunshine is LaBeija, bitch. I'm a Taurus, so you know we're going hard as shit. Ain't no way I'm trying to deal, I'm on some profit shit. But at least you get to witness when I'm profiting. I got a full clip, I'm trying to make some hits. How you still trying to hate when you ain't got no win? Oh, you tripping, girl, you better go and tie your tip. Trying to bowl, getting no coins, time to dip, bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway. Trying to mock grand prize, come on, cut, nice try. Your boy claiming he no homo, but he cop blocking. I had to jump on IG so he could download me. I got a new single coming, plus the movie too. I wanna see what you gon' do when I come for you.
I'm a fat bitch, bitch, bump your clit.
Bitch, toss slick, I'ma snatch your wig. I'm a fat bitch, suck some clit. If that bitch toss slick, I'll ambush the bitch. I'll run up the bitch, I'll gut the bitch. Had to fuck up the bitch, man, fuck this bitch. Won't fuck this bitch, but fuck this bitch. When I say but fuck, dig up the bitch. She was stuck up, my nigga stuck up the bitch. Still dragging her, so don't trick up the bitch. Get the combination to the state, crack the bitch. Lock the whole operation, choke hold the bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway. Trying to mock grand prize, come on, cut, nice try.
Yo, it's your boy Izzy Stars LaBeija. You're tuned in to Juicing with the J's, hosted by Jason LaBeija.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and sorry for such a late time. I'm not going to be here for a long time, but consistency is the key, and I said that I was going to do this show. I am just literally just getting hurt. I am tired. Nothing. Hello? Hey.
What's goody? How are you doing?
I'm tired. I am really tired.
Oh, my gosh. You had a long day?
It's been an extremely long day. And I let my phone die. I came in the house for a minute, talked to Marcus for like a second. I don't know why, Enrique. So that everybody can. I don't know why you're calling me, Enrique. I'm on the air.
Bitch, I was watching a fight on Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
Please, girls, get all the fighting out of your system for this. The going into the new year. We paying it. We trying to look cute for the next year. 2019, all 19, all cute. The fuck you mean?
So
and
how was your
be trying to be fighting. My weekend was straight. You know what I'm saying? More of the usual, more of the same. Nothing changed. I keep it rolling. You know what I'm saying? I don't be traveling like everybody else. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worldwide. I need to be worldwide like everybody else.
I don't even know if I want to go live because my house is a mess. I still have on what I wore to work. Because today was...
Well, at least you'll look professional when you get on camera.
No, I have on a polo shirt and some jeans because today was auction day. So we was bringing
okay.
cars back and forth from the auction.
Oh my goodness! I don't
so
know why.
How was your weekend?
You just asked me that. Let's move on to the next topic.
I don't think you did. Did you even tell me how your weekend was, Justin? I don't know.
Yes, I really did. I really just did.
Well, what did you say?
I said it was more of the same, not too much and everything.
No.
That you know, what I'm saying I was chilling. Why is they fighting like that? I'm trying to see the fight. Hold on. Why they chase this man down and beat the shit out of him? Oh my God. They is really crazy.
I don't know what you're watching, so I need to shave. I look like I just don't care today. It's gonna be one of them shows, but I'm trying to be consistent and we're gonna start being consistent. as much as I don't want to do this show, as much as I really ain't in the mood to do this show, we are.
So do I have to give you a pep talk?
No, because we're going to be consistent. I'm going to push through even if we only do this show for 10 minutes. Consistency is the key. I did a show. So
okay.
I'm sticking to my word. It's Tuesday, the 18th. I'm going to do my show next week. Next week I will be, I guess, I'm going to have to talk to Susan because until further notice, we can do Monday night since there will be no Petty Mondays until she decides to do a Petty Monday. So we will be moving this to Monday nights at 10 o'clock. Oh, shit, we're going to be cutting into whatever. Oh, guess what? I don't even care. So I guess I just made an executive decision. Until further notice, since she's not doing Petty Mondays, we will be moving Juicing with the Jays to Mondays at 10 o'clock. Work. That works out excellent for me, and I'm sure it'll work out excellent for Justin. So we will be back. We will be on Monday, next Monday at 10 o'clock, and where I will give a recap from the LaBeija Ball, my weekend in New York. I really wanted tonight to be, had I not had to do all the stuff that I had to do, I wanted, oh, she's watching. Hey, Mother Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
I really wanted tonight to be about us as same gender loving men. There were a lot of issues that I wanted to tackle, so it's going to probably be a two-part show. And what those issues were going to be and what we were going to deal with because before we can even deal with the Butch Queens and our trans sisters, we have to first deal with our own issues. And when I mean our issues, I mean the issues as far as us bottom shaming, fat shaming, just things in general that we do. I want to discuss the terminology that we use towards each other sometimes, like when a girl is positive, instead of saying positive, we equate them being positive with the word sick, and they're not sick. So that's word terminology and stuff like that that I wanted to discuss and make this a broader discussion, because there were some things that I've been seeing over the summer on Facebook that I really wanted to touch on in regards to some of the same gender loving issues that we have amongst each other. I wanted to talk about and cover the at shaming and people putting certain information out on an app for dating that some other people might feel that they respect it, where other people think that you're telling me your status before you're telling me your name, and stuff like that. I want to talk about, apparently it's still going on, these cliques where people want to have sex with people that are HIV positive. These were some of the things that I wanted to start talking about tonight. But I am tired because, one, there was a torrential thunderstorm here last night, and that shit sounded like trucks falling from the sky and a whole bunch of other stuff. My power went out last night. It woke me up at like 2-something in the morning. I thought my roof was about to fall in. So
are
I
you
was
serious?
I am serious. It was thundering so hard that it literally, and normally I can sleep through a storm. But it was thundering so hard that it literally woke me up at like 1. Because I talked to Marcus for a minute or two yesterday, and that was like around like 9 or 10, somewhere around that. So by 11:30, so then when the thunder and stuff woke me up, and I found my phone to see what time it was only like 2:30. So I was like, well, wow, I must have really went to bed early. And... For one, it was a long weekend for me because, one, I planned my uncle's 80th birthday party, and it was a surprise for him, and he was literally surprised, which was a good thing for me. And then one of my cousins got to meet his sister for the very first time at my uncle's birthday party. So it was like this weekend, so Saturday was Sunday was really, really, it was really good, a great day, but it was a long day. So when I, so I really just wanted to come in from work yesterday and sleep. And I really feel like I'm about to start undressing on this camera, and I really don't care. Because I didn't already took my shoes off, and nobody is watching this live. So if I get naked on this live, it will end before I get to wait, I didn't wear underwear, so it will definitely end.
Oh my God, why are you not wearing underwear to work?
Because I just did not, because literally, Dustin, like I told you, the storm knocked out the power, so my alarm and stuff did not go off this morning because the power went out. So I was literally rushing out the house, so I got up, I didn't even take a shower. Well, now I'm just telling them I'm funky. So I literally did not take a shower. I had enough, and I don't know why they're calling, and I'm doing a shower. I had enough time to, let the dogs out, give them fresh water, put paper down, and hit it out the door. The first pair of jeans I found, which were shredded jeans actually. But thank God they weren't shredded like in the butt cheeks or where my crotch area was. But they were shredded on the lines of building. They were shredded jeans. So I wore shredded jeans. And if you're looking at the live, then you see the polo shirt that I had on. And then I wore, and because of the weather was bad, I broke out the Tims. So I've already broken out the Tims, and it's still September. And I normally don't start wearing my Tims.
Remind me to get my Tims, because I hadn't even thought about going and getting some, like, boots and stuff like that. I've just been
bopping along. You need to actually start ordering at least, well, I think you got sweaters and stuff, because you'll be here in November, so you need to start ordering stuff for that, like, now.
Yeah.
And no, I have not eaten the crab cake, so I don't know why you texted me asking me if I like the crab cake. I'm not going to eat that food right now. Because that's my boss.
Y'all
bought me crab cake. My boss brought me crab cakes to try to appease me because they kept me at work till this late driving cars. And if anybody, well, you all don't know me, but anybody that does know, I'm not one that was driving. So I literally drove on the highway tonight, which was another thing that was freaking scary for me because I've only
driven. Well, that's good. You need that practice anyway.
Girl, bye. Girl,
you do.
Girl, bye. And
you're
so,
trying for the
anyway,
ass needs that practice.
So what was I get right say? So I forgot what I'm going to say because I'm tired. Literally, Enrique, fuck you. And, yeah. So I got dressed, and I didn't have no underwear, and that's why I don't have no underwear now, because I rushed out the house this morning and didn't put on underwear, and I really don't like underwear stuff.
Okay,
and
you don't like underwear,
and
we
I
get
was
it.
Supposed to be going underwear shopping with somebody who shall remain nameless, but we didn't get a chance to do that. When we were in North Carolina, 443-814, you're on the air. How can I fucking help you?
I didn't say motherfucking shit. How you going to say fuck you, Enrique? I didn't say a word.
Guilty.
But you see how he is. He gets on the line and he tries to give us his ass to kiss. Bitch, please.
You
who's
know what's
giving
funny,
anybody
so
ass
he's mad,
to kiss?
So he's mad at us because his job tried to get him locked the fuck up.
Right.
So you mad at us over there.
Girl, here he go. I'm sorry, because that's one of the things that was one of the other things in that thing that I want to discuss is why some gay men don't like the term butch queen and she and whatever, but then they cut up and they act like the last woman. But that's what we'll start that tonight, but I'm not going to be here long because it's already 11:56 and I'm tired. But because consistency is what I said we were going to do this season, and I am a man of my word, so technically I did do a show tonight. I didn't say how long this show was going to be, but consistency is our friend, and I am a man of consistency. So I am biting the bullet and I am doing this show. But this will not be a long show by a long shot. Excuse me, what happened?
Somebody was breathing heavy. Somebody like, ah, yeah.
That's the good for them. I don't know why this one number is on here twice. This 504. I don't know why your number is like, are you calling from two different phones, but your number is on twice.
Would you leave them alone? Stop bullying the callers.
I'm not bullying anybody. I'm just like, this number is like, it's literally here twice. It's like right under each other twice.
Don't worry about it. Move it on.
So, yeah. So
can I speak about the girl part? Can we talk about that right fast? Because I need to,
No, because really, because I haven't finished with you yet. Justin, I got in the house, and before they could say how you doing, son or daughter, how was your day, the first thing out their mouth is, what's wrong with your phone? And then when I say my phone died, your phone never died. I'm like, okay, that's like one of my biggest things with people that I don't understand. Why is it hard to believe stuff when, like, y'all can believe stuff from anybody else. But if I say I don't watch something, my phone died, or something like that, it's hard to believe y'all don't believe me, but it's the truth. And then when I'm lying to y'all don't believe a lie. And that's what I don't understand. Y'all don't believe a lie quicker than y'all believe me telling you the truth. My fucking phone died, and we about to spend 10 minutes going over the fact your phone never dies. You don't let your phone die. Okay, well, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I have nowhere to charge my phone, and none of them fucked-up-ass cars I was driving, so my phone died. And I think I'm going to sound like somebody else on another show right now, but I don't want to make it. I don't have to say no names, but I'm not about to make this about me tonight, so I'm going to end.
Yeah, because you kind of are.
Yeah, so I'm going to end with, tonight has not been a good day, but because of I don't like calling y'all fans, but because of who you are, and some of you in my inbox, is there going to be a show, please let there be a show. I am doing this because, again, consistency is my friend, and I try to be consistent. So with that being said, all that other rigmarole that we would normally do, we're not going to do. Because I'm tired. I wanted to start off with entertainment stuff, like talk about how everybody feel about Julie Chen not being on the talk anymore after 9 years of being on the talk and all that.
Well,
kind of stuff.
I guess I wouldn't be on the talk anymore either if my husband had been accused of attacking women, and then a couple years ago, I was dragging the shit out of Camille Cosby. For supporting her damn husband.
Yeah, because that was.
She did it coward. Well, I don't know. And then the fact that they did it at the end of the show, where nobody could give a rebuttal, nobody could do whatever. She did it at the very end, the last 5 minutes of the show. She gave this video announcement. I just think that was like. The coward. I mean, I knew she was going to have to leave. But it was, at least I thought that it would at least be a live show and everybody, they reminisce over the whatever, and she left. But for them to do it that way, it is. And I'm pretty much assuming that she's not, after this season of Big Brother, she probably won't be the host of Big Brother anymore. I'm kind of sad because I really like the talk much better than The View. And I'm scared that now that she's not there, the talk
isn't
is going
that the
to...
lady from the Big Brother thing?
Yeah.
The
646 number, the 646
yeah, that's the
that
Asian
has
lady.
Your hand up.
Okay.
The 646 number that has your hand up, I was about to come to you, so you took your hand down, but oh well. There's nobody watching. I can actually end this live because there's really nobody on it. I only did the live so that people could watch the name, but there's nobody on the live. 704-560, Marcus, you're on the air.
Yeah, the live isn't working because the page is down. That's what Kelly was calling in to tell you.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well then I could have went live from. Okay, so I could have went live from my page too. Well,
yep.
I'm not even going to do live from my page. Well, maybe I do need to go live from.
What
my page.
What page is down?
The network is down.
With your Wi-Fi?
Thank you. So, no, whatever. Anyway. So,
you know,
you
like.
So,
you said what, Marcus?
The Just Kelly Network page, the fan page is down for a little while.
Oh, okay.
It's currently updating.
Are y'all in negotiations?
Why are we in negotiations? Enrique.
It's not a negotiation. Basically, what's the people do shady shit and they get stuff shut down. Like,
I thought it was hard to get a fan page shut down, though. That's why I'm confused.
I thought it was too, but it depends on the comments.
For those that are
joining
the live, welcome to the Tuesday night installment of Juicing with the Jays. Normally we're on at 10 o'clock, but we are starting late because I just got in from work. We're not going to be here. Oh, damn, y'all are coming in the last cloud and in living color. We will not be here for a long time because I'm feeling self-conscious of the way I look right now. I know I need a haircut and all that kind of stuff.
Hold on.
But
let me get my shirt. I'll get on live with you. Hold on.
But the topic for tonight that we are going to be discussing, the number to call into the show. Well, you got about 30 minutes to call in before it goes into record mode. The number for the show is 567-999-3792. Again, 563-999-3793. I don't even know what the phone number is. I'm tired. Hello, Rodney. So tonight's topic 646-409. You're on the air.
Okay, when are we going to talk about the topic that we were going to discuss?
Ming, how long have you been listening? Because if you've been listening, then you know how I feel, you know where I stand with that, and I said we will start, but we're going to probably, since there will be no more Petty Mondays, I'm making an executive decision until she decides to come back. We will be moving to Monday night at 10, so I will have to get with Susan to make me a special banner for Mondays at 10. I know that's cutting into another show, but guess what? I don't really care. And I really don't.
Jason.
No.
Jason.
What?
She's having Petty Mondays on this upcoming Monday.
Oh, she is going to have a Petty Monday. Okay, okay. Starting the first Monday in October, we will be moving to Monday night to do the show until she decides she's going to do more Monday. Yes, Nicole, really. If there's not going to be a Monday night show because she's not doing Petty Mondays anymore, why not move to Monday so that I can do stuff on Tuesday like today was Tuesday and I had to work late. So if there's not going to be a Monday night show, then I can do Monday night. And then when there's a Monday night show, I'll move back to Tuesday. How are you, Nicole? How was your weekend? I hope that you're healing well. I hope that you're resting.
Hey, Nicole.
By the way, so as
did
I was saying, since Ming wanted to know, tonight's going to be, I guess tonight is going to start a three-part series, or maybe more than three, where we are going to deal with the cook. We're going to deal with the butch, with, well, some don't like the term butch queen. We're going to deal with same-gender-loving men and the issues that we have in our own community towards each other, such as bottom shaming, such as stigmas with someone being HIV positive and using the word terminology when referring to someone who is HIV positive. We're going to discuss sex and relationships as far as apps are concerned, and all of that kind of stuff. So I guess tonight we're going to start with something simple, and we're going to go into the whole. I guess we'll start with the feminine masculine situation, and why some gay men don't like the word butch queen, don't like the term butch queen, don't like the term cis, bris, or any of those terminologies that I guess they seem to think emasculate them, as opposed to the same men who don't want to be emasculated that way, but still cut up and act like the girls. So that's where we're going to start.
But what's
tonight.
Cutting up acting like the girls, though? I'm confused.
No, you're not. No, you're not at all.
I am confused.
Did you get my live request, Jason?
No, I didn't get your live request. If you sent one, please resend it. Let me look. Let me press the button. Oh, wait a minute. I see something approved. Okay. I see something.
So you can
I see
that
something
trash
that is added. Oh, girl. Okay, there you go. Hey, Justin, everyone. That is my co-host, the Robin to my Batman, Justin. Now, you might have to mute your phone. You might have to mute something, Justin, because it's going to be...
Oh, yeah, I turned the sound down on the live.
Okay. All right. So, Enrique, what is it that you don't understand?
Okay.
I don't understand why people can't cut up and just have fun, but yet they have to be called girls, though. I mean, if you know, I just don't understand. Like, I don't like it, and I know I'm not the only person don't like to be called the girl, because that's not it. I'm just a gay man. So it's no different than cunts saying the same thing, like calling people like, oh, you're just a girl. No, bitch, I'm just a gay man having fun. Like, if I'm cutting up with my friends, I'm cutting up with my friends, I'm having fun. It should be a judgment-free zone. But it seems like the friends are the main ones that are judging me. You know, say, well, eye-rolling or all that stuff. Like, I just don't understand, like, why. Because to me, if you call a girl, that's kind of like gay-shaming. Like, I'm just cutting up. Don't mean I'm being a girl. I'm just having
no,
fun.
No, here's the thing. And this is my thing. This is me. As far as I think, when I'm having a conversation with somebody, and we may be laughing about something, or it may be a jest or whatever, and if I use that as a phrase, I won't say it as endearment, but I'll just say I'm just using the phrase. I don't mean it as shade. I don't mean, you know what I'm saying. I just think with a gay man, I don't. Now, if you explicitly tell me this is something that makes you feel a way, I make a conscious effort not to say it. Now, for me, somebody who 95%, I'm not going to say anything like that in a public setting or anything like that. I'm going to wait till we are around each other, and that's probably what we're going to use as far as conversation. But that's just me. Everybody's not the same like that, so.
Yeah, I just have a problem because, you know, I have friends that I tell people. I tell, like, I don't like that, and they use it maliciously. Like, it's just, it gives them, like, you put a battery in their back, bitch, and they just run off with the mouth, blah, blah, blah. My only thing about that is when you speak it amongst people, when you call people that amongst people that you don't really know, it gives them a green flag to feel as though they can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And that was my only thing. Like, a couple of months ago, I had a run-in over that, like, I don't know who this person is, and you girl and this and girl and that. And then when I check you about it while your friend is on the phone, like, oh, here we go again. No, bitch, what happens is you open the door so he thinks that he could do the same thing. And he's not as close to me than you are, because sometimes you get liberties, but somebody I don't know, they don't get that liberty. You know what I'm saying? Because it's actually happened. Like, I was talking to somebody, like, girl, you know, girl, what are you? I'm like, bitch, what is that? Well, you know, I heard blah, blah, blah say it. Bitch, that, no, but you also heard me check blah, blah, blah. So, no, it's not okay. I don't like that. It's not that I think I'm the butcher's thing, because I'm not, but I just don't like that. I don't, you know, I don't see myself as a woman.
Now, if it's somebody that I don't know that says it to me, I immediately, that makes me react. Like, if I knew you and we have, like, me and I know Jason, me and, you know, we know each other. We have a working conversation. But if you just start girling me and all this other stuff, eventually I'm going to take it as shade. I'm going to feel like you're trying to come at me. You know what I'm saying? But if it's just a casual conversation or something like that, I don't take offense to it, especially if we're amongst each other. But if we're out and about and you start using all these girls and all this missed things, then it starts to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? It makes me not want to deal with you in public. Me, that's me.
Right.
I'll deal with you one-on-one, but I'm not going to be sitting somewhere because you don't have any coot about how you, the discretion of how you use our language. I think the gays' language.
Right.
As silly as that sounds, it's just, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand, but you got to understand when that's where, like, Quad and Mariah, like, all those TV girls, like, all those TV women where they pick up all that slang, and not only do they pick up the slang, they pick up the dialect with it, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they think it's okay to come at you a certain way when it's not okay, you know what I'm saying? So, 'cause people tend to mimic other people, whether it's in jest or in fun or whatever the case may be. So, you know, sometimes you don't, like, I don't know any of them. Like, I don't.
I think that's more of a thing, but that, I think in both situations, I think that more so says that's about comfortability or being able to be comfortable with just random people. And most of us aren't, because I know I'm not, and it's, you have to know me to an extent to be able to have that type of conversation with me to just, hey, girl, me. And I think most gay men are like that. Do I think there's, you know, anything wrong with using the word in that terminology? No. I just don't like the animation like you're speaking of from Tamar and them personally, because after a while it gets draining.
It's draining as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be all extra and stuff like that. So you're like, okay. It is what it is. But that's my little thing about it. That's
Jason,
it.
Is the food good?
Somebody said that Echo is a fool, and I agree.
I'm walking away from it now. Hello, I'm just going to get off the line.
Is the food good? Who's eating?
Jason, he got a whole plate of food, the fat ass.
I told you, I just came home from work.
Did you eat a mid-meal?
No, I did not eat anything. Only thing I've had today was 8 glasses of water.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, I don't care what you find hard to believe. I know that I had 8 glasses of water, and I have not had any food. Next.
Why you didn't even eat food? I'm confused. Is this a eat diet?
Apparently, I did not get enough time to sit down and have lunch. It's been a busy day.
No.
Y'all don't have this like a mandatory like hour?
No, because when people get fired and you work someplace that is understaffed, because people get fired, you have to pick up where other people got left. So I did not get
paid. Oh, praise God.
No, now, Jason, this is when you should say, oh, fuck you, Enrique, because you know what I want to say. But I'm going to pay it, though.
You can say whatever you want to say. You say it any other goddamn time.
Oh.
But I don't want to say it on the radio. Look, I don't want to say it on the radio because if it comes true, I don't want to be brought to court. I would have to pay it. I would say it.
Oh.
646-409. You can come back on the air or you're on the air. I don't know if you're on before or not.
It was me. I got disconnected. I'm sorry.
So what questions did you have, me?
But what I wanted to say, even the most masculine of guys have that one friend that they let call them fist or wrist or whatever the terminology y'all want to call it. So I don't even really see anything wrong.
Out of my gay life, I probably got like 2 people that I explicitly just don't call that because they told me, Justin, I do not like that. That sends me to another place. And I've ever since when they told me, I made it my business to make sure that I respected him on that. If somebody comes to you and they tell you out of respect that, that, you know, whatever language you're using hurts them or makes them feel a type of way, if you can, if it's something trivial, and to me saying girl, Miss Thing, and all this honey, all that can be alleviated from the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you know that makes them feel a certain way. Now, to after a while, to a certain point, I think to me sometimes when you develop in that friendship, they get to understand that you're not meaning it in that way of you a girl, because they take it in a sense of, some people take it in a sense of you're calling them a girl, you know?
Yeah. But you know what? I do get that it's an, I what I do understand is there's a friend of mine that I do know, because he is just a part of your conversation, if you know what I mean. It's just a part
yeah.
of your everyday lingo. That's how you talk. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a friend of mine, like, a girl. I mean, I'm sorry, Rika, blah, blah, blah. But that's how he talks in general. So then I don't mind, because if you do that all, but if you blatantly saying it, like, wait a minute. But if you're just having a conversation and, like, you know, some people, like, say child or blah, 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 but, like, girl.
Yeah, I would drag a girl
like
out for 2 years.
I'm going to read tomorrow when I get to work. I'm really going to read tomorrow when I get to work.
Wow.
I don't know what, because I don't know what kind of crab meat this is, but the crab meat I'm used to eating and where I used to get my
Jason,
crab meat.
Just breathe. I just need you to breathe. Because you were in a mood, and you were in a mood because I guess you had a long day. I need you to, number one, I'm going to tell you like the mama told that lady on the Ileana Van Zandt the other night, suck it up.
I am going to suck it up.
Suck
That's
it up. Ain't nobody want to hear all of that.
Hold on.
Here you go.
The crab meat is not around.
That's not. I do not need to be pulling out shells from when I chew. That means that y'all do not, whatever.
There you go, Jason.
Oh, ooh, thank you. Ooh, I ain't even looking at the camera. Thank you. Wipe your chin. Thank you. I wouldn't even know. I'm feeling very Wendy Williams, because that's just how hungry I am.
Oh my god,
were you fucking it up? Oh
yes, he was okay.
So,
oh, they're eating it, they're eating down.
So where's Jason? Jason, you got off his live? Because I just turned on his live.
Yeah, because it was an echo, so I left, so it was
oh.
it wouldn't be an echo.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
yeah, go Jason. You embracing your gray? Cause I think I'm embracing my gray too.
So anyway, what was I getting right?
Here you dated. Go ahead.
I'm trying to push through this because I'm just not there.
Well, you are. You are.
I'm really trying to push through. But I'm just
well, you
not
are
kidding.
Moving right along, moving the show right along. Come on.
So, one of the main cause. Okay, no. So one of the problems, one of the things. Okay, I'm gonna deal with this. We're gonna start. Well, we said we're gonna start there, but I really don't want to start there because I don't have enough gay men on the line for that. In fact, I'm gonna get a panel for next week for that. But one of the things that I want to talk about, I guess we'll start with dating and X and Twitter and Tumblr and all those things. Excuse me. Okay. So I'm going to start with this. I'm going to use the story for myself. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine who I consider to be a dear friend made a post on his page in regards to something had happened on a television show, and I don't particularly remember exactly what it was, but it was like, oh, it had to do with something happened in ballroom in regards to somebody in craft. And somebody made a post about how a craft is going to make posts about other crafters or people that do. How other stunt queens, how stunt queens going to talk about other stunt queens or some shit in the attitude or something like that. And they made a post saying basically how it gets on your nerves. Or how can one talk about the other when you're doing the same thing? So
right.
I responded on that post that I agreed with it, and I said, but I can do one better than that. It's like when a girl is sick, and I should have known better for using that terminology. I really should have, because for the 7 years that we've done this, I should have known better than to use the word sick. But I use the word when a girl is, that's like when a girl is sick and she talks about somebody and calls somebody else a dying queen. I never understood that. I will never understand how when one person is HIV positive, how they can positive shame somebody else. I've never understood that. So because of the terminology I use, some people didn't like it, and they chose to attack me on his post. And those of you that know me know that I don't give a fuck. So I'm like, your opinion of me does not matter. I'm not a bad person. I get it. And then when me and that person had a private conversation, I got what they were saying. And when they said, well, Jason, you are a leader in our community, I expected more of you and da-da-da-da-da. And then it made me think that, you know what, for so long, I have equated those two things together, and that's wrong. But then it made me think back, well, where did that word or that terminology come from? Because, one, when you go, you get bad news or whatever from the doctor, they quickly say you're sick or something along those lines. So I apologize to that person because that person does mean something to you. That person meant something to me. The other people, I don't really care. You don't know me. We've never broken bread. Your opinion of me didn't matter, and it doesn't to this day. But it just made me go back and change my thought process on word terminology that I use. And I know that I'm not the only person that has done it, because I probably can go back to other shows that we've done and Tens of Chops are here where we probably said the same thing or I've said it or whatever. And I didn't mean it in a bad way, and I still didn't mean it in a bad way. It's just because when you equate unhealthy, which we all know that you can be HIV positive and very healthy, that is just a term that HIV positive people are trying to get us away from using is the word sick because it has a negative impact. And I guess because of what I did, it caused that person to decide to, who probably told me that, they decided to publicly tell everyone else about their situation. And then they made a more recent post where since they've come forward with telling people that they were positive, they're now being insulted by other people because now people are saying things like, I want your positive nut or some disgusting stuff like that. I'm like, what? Where does that come from? So that's part of the reason that I want to do this. And the other part of it was where I saw a post where someone was on a – they actually took the person's picture off of Jack. And in the person's picture, they were basically letting the people know their status that they were HIV positive. And the person basically said, I don't particularly like finding out that somebody's positive through a dating app. You shouldn't be telling people you're positive through a dating app. And I basically said, I commend the person that tells me that they're positive through a dating app. Whereas I've dated you for 6 or 7 months, I didn't let you bust me down raw, and then we break up. And then six months down the road, I find out I'm positive, and I find that I'm positive from you, and you never shared with me that you were positive. So I'd rather I can respect the person more that's honest enough to put it in there,
profile that they're positive and undetectable, or they're positive, and I can respect them more than a person that's still living in denial about being positive and would never tell you. When you can sleep with them every night for 3 years and they still never tell you that they're positive. So I can respect that person. And then there were other people that came on the post and said the same thing, that I would respect that person, but then he would say, well, how are you? So then they say, well, their argument was, well, how are you telling me you're positive before we even go on a date? And how are you telling me you're positive before you even told me your name? And again, that goes to, I would rather you tell me you're positive and I read your, because if I read your post, I had to read that you were positive. So if I choose to send you a message, then I'm okay with the fact that you're positive. Or if you send me, you hit me up, and I read your profile, and it says that you're positive, and I choose to respond, that means that I am okay with the fact that you're positive, and we can move forward. Whereas some people might not tell you to the third or fourth date or 3 months in, and by that time, you've attached yourself to this person, and then you didn't tell this person you're positive, and because they find out 3 months in that you're positive, they don't want to be around you. Whereas if you tell them you got it out the way, there's nothing else you can tell me other than, okay, well, I'm positive, and I'm a pedophile, or I'm positive, and I like to burn puppies on a weekend. Then, bitch, that's a no-go for me. I'm going to have to see you later. So how do you all feel about both of those situations that I just said?
Number one, I try to be mindful in the conversations that I have on Facebook. Even though I know my mouth is filthy, I try to filter it because I don't want people having this perception of me that I'm some. Because my thing is, when you type stuff out and you put it out there for everybody to see or whatever, it, even like minor indiscretions, it can be misconstrued so many ways later on when people come back and read it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I am, for one, knowing what thing, how things work out, like, just real world-wise, because fuck this gay shit to me. Like, real life is, like, way more important to me. So I don't want nobody from my job. I don't want nobody on a professional level being able to come through and be like, really, girl? This is what you give in your free time? You know what I'm saying? And I don't want any type of history like that, because to me, that words nowadays really mean stuff, and especially when you're putting them out there in the public air. And then when you say it sticks. It can be a screenshot. Everybody can see it. I think I had a conversation with a coworker the other day. You know, we were talking about nudes and all this other type of stuff, and I was just telling him, for me, and like Enrique's on this phone, and he knew I was on the internet. I think he probably doesn't remember who I am. If he does, it is what it is. But I used to be on Pal Talk. I used to be on everything. Bitch, I used to be balls to the wall at a young age. I used to hit it. But my thing is, now everything can be captured. You know what I'm saying? So it's I'm not saying what I really feel on no Facebook, on no post for these girls to pick apart. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And even still, as far as the shaming part goes, my thing is, I feel bad that you said whatever you said, but sometimes when you say things, some things are thing is a thing, and sometimes even if it's the truth, it's sometimes you have to be able to temper your mouth. Is that understandable?
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. So is the post still up, Jason, that you're talking, you're speaking of?
Which post?
The one where you said you had the conversation
post
with the guys.
It may be on their page. I'm not sure.
Did you delete your comment, or you have it still up there?
No, I didn't delete my comment.
Oh, okay.
But see, here's the thing, and this is what I can applaud about Jason. If Jason's going to say it, he's going to say it, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? There's
right,
no second
right.
guessing. And it's not a read. It's just, and to me, I can appreciate somebody that, hey, I said it. It is what it is. Yeah, we can be mad about it, But I still said it, bitch, you either gonna deal or what you gonna fight or what. And I respect the bitch like that. Being mad or indifferent, regardless of how it feels, it is what it is. Like, I just, my whole thing is, like, I respect somebody who can at least say what they say and they're gonna stand up in it. But we
the
just still have to be able
to,
at the same the whole time, you have
to
temper your tongue, honey.
The person I needed to apologize to, I hit them up privately, and we had a conversation. Because in the, in anybody that I've ever had that I've kind of respected, now I'm not going to say kind of because I even respect you or I didn't. So anybody that I respect or anybody that I have respect for, if we had a conversation and you felt like something I said was offensive to you, I would hit you up in your inbox because I'm that man. And if any will be talking out that way or it is what it is. But I'm not taking back what I'm never going to take back anything I said. I don't regret anything I've ever done in life. That's one thing that my mother taught me. You said it, live in it and move on. If you regretted it, if you were going to regret it, you should have never did it to begin with. You learned from it. Move on, and you'll never do it again. And that's just where I am. And it was a teachable moment. And I am okay with, because we learn every day. So I am okay with somebody and me and someone having a teachable moment. It taught me something. It taught me that I have to sometimes step outside of my box, step outside of the way I say things and take other people's feelings into consideration when I say things, because again, I am sensitive, but I am not insensitive to other people's situations, and what might not be offensive to me, I now know those words sometimes have a negative impact on other people. Like, i.e., for instance, when
well, you are a leader,
words,
Jason.
Yeah, and that's why when that person came to me and the person said it in those terms, Jason, you are a leader, it made me look at it, and I'm like, what's done is done. I can't take it back, because then if I take it back or I erase it, that then says something else. So it has to stand there, but I can go back after what I said and make another statement, which I did. And the person and I had a conversation, and the love between the two of us has not changed. So, yeah. So, in the word, sick does have a negative vibe whenever intentional or not. It really does. And I now know that. And James right. And I now know that. But I probably knew that then. But it just probably because no one close to me that I was close to ever said it in that way, or they didn't probably know how to say it. But I don't, because I know that for, which is weird because now we're having this conversation, I know how sometimes I get offended even if I overhear a conversation and they're talking about somebody and they say, well, girl, you know she's sick. So now I get it. So now that I'm having these type of conversations with you all, again, another aha moment. Where I got it, but because it wasn't close to home, I didn't get it. So now I get it and I got it. And, yeah, so I appreciate, I mean, I can respect that. And it's like now we have, so the thing is then, with that being said, how do we handle those situations where if you're in a group setting and you hear somebody refer to somebody, it's because we can't just go around and say, no, you can't say that. You can't say that because, again,
they're grown.
People are going to be like, well, everybody is just super sensitive about stuff, and you can't say this and you can't say that, because I was getting ready to say before, whereas I don't get upset when people, I can't say that word, because if I say the word, then I'm going to get my live, some smart person that really don't like me will probably report the live, and then I'll go to Facebook there. So I'm not going to say the whole word, but I don't get offended when I hear the word agate. Sig Ming, you're back on the air. I don't get offended when I hear the word agate, because I took the word, I took the power out of that word when I was in the 12th grade. And that word doesn't offend me. Like, sissy doesn't offend me, and punk doesn't offend me. And it's like one of the funniest things. I was having a conversation. It wasn't funny, but it was kind of sad. One of the funniest things that I noticed is that when straight women can love you all day long. But the first time you do something or you say something that they don't like or they don't appreciate or somebody that they wanted don't want them but want you, you become every agate and this and that in the book. It is some, and every now and then, it might be a way a woman or a girl says that word, and it'll just, like, make the hair stand up on my arm. It does for just a minute or two. And I guess that's kind of how, I guess when we use, when people use that word, they just, you just, maybe they've gotten numb to it or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Because I don't want to seem like I'm rambling. I just don't want to seem like I'm rambling.
Well, you have You have to leave room for people to chime in.
I think I think we should be more receptive to the word when it's coming from each other. I mean, we all the same thing. So I don't really get
Here's the thing. I think that some of that terminology, some of the things that we used to do in the past, as far as calling people sick and all this other type of extra stuff, I think that that generation of doing all of that stuff needs to go away, because at least I will say the culture is trying to change, and we can't be still reminiscent of what it was in the 90s. Because so many people around us are impacted by that, you know? It's hard to sit up here and say, oh, well, girl, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? You could just simply say what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just say what it is other than trying to sit up there and make it seem like it's just that they're a dirty person. Because, number one, so many of these girls, we're all in the same pot, honey. We're two shorts of the same stick of fucking the same nigga, my nigga. So it's just like, y'all, you can't have that type, because the bitch, two a couple months later, it could be you, especially with the percentages being so high.
Wait, Justin. We went from talking about the faggot word to the sick word.
Ooh, yeah, but that's what we're talking about now.
Well, back in the days, it was worse. These new girls would gag if they lived back in the days the way the girls used to throw.
But see, that's what I'm saying, me. That mentality, that thought process needs to go away. Because just the start of the conversation was going from Jason speaking about a post somebody made in reference to somebody using it, and he was describing somebody using that terminology. So what I'm saying is that thought process of using that word in that context, especially when it comes to one of us, we need to let that go, because there's so many of us. If you were blessed or not to go through that, that's a cool thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you don't have to make somebody feel the lesser for it. And if they're actually doing what they need to do, bitch, honestly, them hoes might be here longer than you. That's the other shade of the situation. Y'all reading the bitch, you can read that bitch today, and tomorrow your ass could have cancer and be gone before any of us gone.
And that's the sad thing about in some situations where I've heard girls use that word that I'm not going to use anymore. I've heard kids use that word to people, and they not here, and the people that they used it on are still around. And it's like, but didn't you say they was, and you not here no more?
Well, back in the days, it was the kitty or the
And I mean, it was a time when I had people that I was close to that said that I had died and had passed on, and I'm like, well, I must be a ghost.
Bitch, you know how the bitches how this is how the bitches will hit you. Oh, if you haven't been around them in a couple months, like, let's say a year, like, because I don't go to the club like that. So the girls will hit you with, oh, girl, what, where you, I thought something happened to you. You know, we ain't seen you. You know what I'm saying? Girl, what do you think happened? I want to live life. This gay shit is gay shit. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all not supposed to see me every weekend for the rest of my life. This is not a job.
Do I have to go to every gay pride? You got to see me at every gay pride?
Really? And honestly, I don't want to go to every gay pride. Y'all get on my nerves. Y'all get on my nerves just being on Facebook. Bitch, much less going to pride and being around you in a group.
Right. So, I mean,
you said at pride. Because I usually don't really, like, when it comes to ballroom kids, like I'll walk in past and I'll say hi and stuff like that. Pride is really, I can hang out, just do whatever I want. So I don't really say too much to people. And all these people always seem to think I'm being shady, but I'm not. It's just that, you know, if I don't chit-chat with you that much, like, on the book or anywhere else, why would I be phoning and chit-chat with you down in person? It's going to be very wave and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pride is really for me to have a good time on my terms, not yours. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, let me remind people that. Because sometimes I think people forget.
Now let's touch on the status.
You said what?
Now let's touch on the status and the app, what Jason was talking about.
Well, we were already talking about those memes.
What do you mean the status? You mean people telling you that you're positive and stuff? If they're positive?
Yeah, on the app.
I don't. You know what? I don't find a problem with that, honestly. Because I've known a couple of my friends who are HIV positive. It's damned if they do and damned if they don't. You know what I'm saying? They can learn about the person a whole lot, and then they don't tell them. And then when they do finally tell them, like, for real, though? You didn't tell me 2 months ago what the fuck is up? Blah, blah, blah. If I would have slept with y'all, I would have known. I would have beat your ass, all that kind of shit. All that went down. You know what I'm saying? So, but then when they do tell me right away, well, damn, can you – he need me not, you know, you as a person first before you just throw that on me? Because it might have changed stuff. So where, you know, so my friend was like, well, I'm kind of confused. I don't know, like, when to tell somebody. You know, but if you're armed with the information, then therefore you can do whatever you want. You could, like Jason said, either you could either date the person or go out with the person, or you don't date the person, go out with the person. But you're armed with that information. So I would say, just keep doing A. I would tell them.
That makes more sense. That's most logical. For me, I'd rather know. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand a bitch logic. Why would I want to wait 2 or 3 months? No.
I want to change my clothes. So can y'all like talk to like?
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, can I say something before we change the subject?
Yeah. Y'all
need
No, he said clothes, not subject. He wasn't changing the subject.
On these apps, you can write anything, just like Adam for Adam. You can be HIV positive and write you're HIV negative. I mean, what does writing an app really, really mean? There's a lot of people that write that they're HIV negative on Adam, and they still running around in people who are HIV positive box and fucking them more. So what does it really, really mean at the end of the day?
But see, here's the thing. Like, when me and the apps, like, I look at the apps totally differently. Like, I communicate, yes. If I meet somebody that I connect with, which for me is very rare because I really don't, I'm not into the meet people, date, meet them and fuck them, like, in what, I can't do that. That's just not me. I've never been set up that way. You know what I'm saying? Some people are. Do not get me wrong. I have had my thotty ways. I will never deny it. I have never been a thot in my life. But my thing is, that's too much. I don't need everyday access to the nigga next door. I don't want that shit. And I'm not like trying. We're not going to play this reindeer ass game of let's go find a nigga today through the app. No, like it's convenient, it's cute, but to me, you really don't get a real connection with these niggas that's on these apps. No damn way. For this bullshit.
It's just another way. Actually, me, when you meet somebody on the app, you can take on a whole different personality.
Exactly.
Just like when you go to a different city, you could be the last drag queen, but you go to, for instance, in Maryland, you could be the last drag queen, but if you go down south, you could throw in a fitty, you're the last trade. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
That's how I take it on the thing. That's why, like, one date, two date, it don't work for me. I got to, like, know you rock, because then you real, like, I've always said, like, when you watch your friends, like, whoever you date and hang out with your friends, that's the person. That's the real person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like to hang out with my friends with their friends.
Yeah, I like social settings and stuff like that. And for me, I was thinking about that the other day. It's very few, well, in my area, because I'm not in a major city where you have things like just readily available to go do. But other than the club and the gay dating apps, and if you're not really super socially connected with a whole bunch of people, what do you do except for inside your circle? You know what I'm saying? Or if you have a circle that's mobile like that, you know? I just,
I'm confused. What are you saying? You said, what if you
What I'm saying what? Is, at my age, like, a lot of people, I think this is the thing, a lot of people do not have other access to other things. I guess avenues. The only thing we had after a couple of years, the only thing you got left with, like Adam for Adam, like people stopped going out for dating and doing stuff. They just basically focus on the app. So for men, older men, or men who are, I'm not going to be in the club every weekend. I'm just not going to do that. That's past my little age range to me. You feel what I'm saying? I may come stop through to meet guys. I guess that's my inference of what I'm saying.
So I totally agree, because I know, like, I just recently went, like I was telling Jason, I just recently went to this little hole in the wall. What's the name of that club? Well, not a club, it's a bar. What's the name of that bar, Jason? Oh, he's still changing his
clothes. Yeah, he's changing clothes.
That I went to, I felt so out of place. You know what I'm saying? Because that's
yes.
not my setting. I felt really out of place. So I was like, okay. But the weird part was, like, people say, blah, 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 aren't you blah, blah, blah? We Facebook friends, blah, blah, blah. We chatted on Jack, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, bitch, give me that name, because I'm blocking you immediately. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some of the people, you watch them, and they, like, act like total fools. But that's not my setting. That's their setting. And some people look at it, they're having fun. But I'm looking at it,
right.
like, bitch, I don't want nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, hey, it is what it is. So that's why, like,
I think that just our avenues are limited as far as social. I just think our avenues are kind of limited as far as that goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if after a certain age when you get set. But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I don't think I'm
going to. Is Mean still here? Mean hit it.
I think he's coming in and on. Don't he come?
I'm back. Hello?
Are you all, you got your moo moo on?
No, because I got on a tank top and a pair of shorts. So, one of the things that I was going to, because I'm going to go back, I'm piggybacking off of the cat thing. It's like, I don't have a problem with somebody letting me know their status in a hat, like in their profile. But what I have a problem with, and I'm not judging by a long shot, but what I have a problem with is in an app. And I was like, you can get, like, person, you got mad that a person basically told you their status. On an app and in their profile, but you didn't get mad at the person that said how they want to be bred by multiple people. They want to get gang banged and bred and nut all over them or pee on them. You don't have a problem with those people. You don't have a problem with that, but you got a problem with someone saying that they're HIV positive and they're undetectable and they're looking to date. That's what I just find crazy. You don't have it's not it's okay to let your freak hang out, because I'm not judging. If you like to be bred and you want to get bust down raw
and you like that natural feeling.
Why y'all say it like that, though?
It's no shade. You want to feel like a porn star,
then more power to you. I'm not knocking you because everybody has that one person that they take a chance with. And I'll be the first to say.
And some of you girls take a chance with everybody.
Right. So I'm not going to sit here and be judgmental and say, no, I've never been bust down raw, because I have. But, and I knew the Reaper, I knew what the Reaper, I could have caught STD, I could have caught HIV, I could have caught anything. But it happened. And so it is what it is. But I have a problem with the people who you criticize someone for admitting who they are and living in their truth, but you okay with the girl that like to be peed on and shit on and want to smell your feet and all that other kind of sick stuff. But you okay with putting that out there?
Wait a minute. How smelling your feet is sick stuff? Wait a minute. Coming from a boy with foot fetish, that's not a sick thing.
Here's the thing.
Let me explain this to him. It is a difference between having a foot fetish, because I don't have a foot fetish, but I don't find somebody that likes feet. But if you talking about I want to, where I draw the line is when you telling me you want me to walk around in socks till they smell. No, that's not going to happen. That's not, not.
Maybe he wanna see what you went through your day.
but it's funny, but Jason, there are people who like that though.
Here's the thing, and I'm gonna be honest with you. People are allowed to have their kink. People are allowed to have their freakiness. And here's the thing, on the same token, Jason, you are allowed to be like aghast at the fact that the people like that. And here's the thing, I don't judge people that do anything like that. It makes me cackle. It makes me call my friends and say, girl, look at this profile. I can't believe this bitch got this shit up here. But here's the thing, that's you having sex. Whoever the person who has that up, that's you having sex. That's not me. My thing is, I can laugh all day about what you're doing in the bedroom. It is what it is. Like, go have fun, child. It's still a key.
Because this is after 11 o'clock, so this is kind of sort of that time when we call it the BQ hour. But I don't think that we were going to. Then we said we were going to call it the manly something. I forgot.
The manly hour.
The manly
man.
Because we were getting manly men. The mannish hour. Because we didn't want to offend the people that don't want to be called Butch Queen. So we were going to change it from Butch Queen hour to
the
New York
gay
man.
Why don't you just say gay talk? Everybody fits under that umbrella.
Because I get offended by the word gay.
Really?
But you're gay, Jason.
No, I'm not. I'm a same gender loving black man.
Wow. You just learned that this year. Cut that shit out.
I've never liked the word gay. For the simple fact that when you say gay, so much stuff falls under that umbrella that I don't relate to and I don't want attached to me. That's one of the reasons why, as I guess now that I'm older, I don't particularly like gay pride, because I'm like, what, after seeing some of the stuff that I see, what is that to be proud of? But that's a whole nother show. And
no shade though, Jason. Let's be perfectly honest. We're not proud of it because we're older set. When we were younger, it was everything.
Okay.
But now we're older set. You know what I'm saying?
No, because when the prize that I went to
The ones that I went to, I was with my friends, and it wasn't the things that go on, like the sex parties and stuff like that and all of them kind of stuff. We weren't doing that. We would go from the club or hang outside the club, then go somewhere to eat. Now, if they were going off to sex parties, I guess that's when everybody was saying I was green because I wasn't doing that stuff. So, no, gay pride for me then was like we go hang out, go to the club, dance and whatever, and then go home or whatever they did, they did. I wasn't like out on a hunt. Now, once I got older, I was on a hunt, but then no, I wasn't on no, so it was different. But and then I asked that question. What I've always asked that question. Then what are we being proud of? Because I've always said, well, where are the conferences or the things that these things about uplifting and building? And I found them now, like the 2 years ago when we went to Texas. When me and Dustin was in Texas at J-Rock Slim Ball, we went to some of those conferences, and I'm like, okay, this is what I've been looking for and wanted to be a part of at Pride. Not the going from club to club and how many phone numbers you get and how many people I can sleep with in a weekend or how much sleep can I not get because I'm freaking all weekend. I never did that. Now, like, when I went to Pride in the Dominican Republic, that was another story.
Okay, I was about to say, bitch, I want you to sit on the phone and lie. I want you to lie on the phone.
So that was a no, because that first year we went to the Dominican Republic, really wasn't many people there for that Pride. He really didn't, because he didn't really know what the turnout was going to be. We got about 90, ladies and gentlemen, we've got 90 seconds before we go into record mode. Once we go into record mode, it's going to be 1 o'clock, and we won't even be in record mode long because I'm going to bed. So we will finish this before the white lady says thank you for calling, but we're not going to be here for the whole other 2 hours that we got once we get into record mode. No. And my, get out there. No. I get out for it. But that second year that we went to Dominican Republic, he did have workshops. He did have, like, there's this lesbian, and her name is Conscience, and she had a one-woman show, and it was because of her. She opened my eyes to the fact of how lesbians can catch HIV from each other. And she wrote a whole book about it and did a whole one-woman show and opened my eyes to that. So I appreciate, so that year, it was more of like HIV-related topics and how to help the community and giving back and stuff like that. So I, along with the partying and the drinking and stuff like that, but it was stuff there. It was learning and things like that. And then the following year, well, they had Kelly Price and all of them people. I didn't go that year. And then the last time I went, we're now in record mode. The last time I went, I wasn't even Jason. I forgot what name I used that week because I just was a hoe. And I ain't going to say I wasn't that week because none of my friends was there. So I was like, bitch, I can just be whoever I want every day this week. So I was
right.
Yeah. So I was that year I was my father's child. I was a hoe. And So yeah, but no, these prides, I've always asked that question, what are we really celebrating other than having sex, being out in the street, and some of us looking like utter fools, and this is what people see. So I've never really liked that word gay, because when you equate gay and us, then you always, people equate pedophiles and all that other kind of stuff with that word, that has given that word such a negative taste in people's mouths. So I've never liked that word again.
So I would say, and I tell people that all the time, a lot of African-American men, before we even came up with the word same-gender loving, don't refer to themselves as gay. I mean, they're homosexual,
right.
And I'll say I'm a homosexual before I say I'm gay.
I don't get the point. I mean, it's the same shit. It's the same damn word.
It's the same damn word, but then you see us, and then you see the colonizers, and you see the things that they do under the term gay, and you don't. That's just like Enrique, a masculine, same gender loving man, does not want to be called a butch queen. That's how some people feel about that word gay. You can call me whatever you want,
make
but
sense.
Don't use
I can
that.
Here's the thing. I can understand Enrique's point about being called girl and what's the name, you know, I can understand that point, but I don't understand, you know, being worried about, I mean, if I call you a homosexual, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
I don't care about
it. It means the same damn thing.
I don't care about the whole butch queen. I don't care about the butch queen thing, honestly. That's why when they had, like, that butch queen hour, like, they had that room or, like, I don't care about that. It's just part of our culture because it's a cultural thing as far as ballroom. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
If that's the case, then you would have to change the whole ballroom flyers everywhere.
Looking
you know
at this
so
live,
just,
maybe this is not the perfect shirt to be having on this live. They're not going to keep this live because they are, like, at attention and they, like, real perky. So, yeah, this is the wrong shirt that I put on to be on this live. Yeah. Because you can treat
can
that as cold.
This is going to be totally off topic. Who are these cartoons from? Because I want to actually see the cartoons. Who are these cartoons that all the people making all these memes from?
Maybe you need to
I
hit
have
somebody
no clue with a cartoon.
Yeah, maybe you got to hit somebody up that's posting them. Because I don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, because I really want to see that. Oh, did y'all talk about Cat Williams and them yet? Or y'all paid it?
I hate the fact that he read the shit out of her and he told her the truth. He told her the truth. He did tell her the truth. And her husband tried to pull a gun on him and he had to run into the next building for safety.
Did he run for the? Is there videos of that or no?
Yes. Well, no, there's no video of it, but
there is. Somebody posted a video of the wife and her husband standing outside the club. Then they show Cat Williams and his bodyguard getting ready to walk up to the door. And as they were approaching the door, she was standing there with her husband. His bodyguard did something or said something, and then that's when they go off, and apparently wherever he pulled the gun at out on them was off camera. So it is what it is. But I mean, my thing, how I feel about that is this: if you're going to play the one of the biggest things that the problem that I have with women, cisgender women, in particular, is that they can dish it, but they can't take it. And that's why I don't, and I have sisters. And because I have sisters, I try to have respect to a certain degree. Okay, wait a minute. Kelly wants to be a part of my video. Let me approve her. Come on, girl.
That's from Eddie.
One of the problems that I have, one of the problems that I have with cisgender women, and I have sisters, is that, like, I'll give you an example. I was in Foot Locker one day, and I was in line, and the woman cut in front of me. And the girl behind the counter was laughing. So I said, excuse me, miss, I was here, and I proceeded to put my stuff up on the counter. And I'm like, and she was like, well, I was standing there. I said, well, ma'am, I was standing here the whole time, and I wasn't. Clearly, I'm not a mannequin. So she started going off, and she was like, dick sucker. And I wasn't going to argue with this woman.
Ooh.
So she was like, dick sucker, you agate, you probably suck dick to pay for them sneakers, and you probably did it. And I mean, and she just kept on insulting me, and she was like, say something, and I'm going to go outside and get my son. So I still ignored her, And then I looked at the one behind the counter, and I was like, so you allowed all of this to happen. You didn't try to stop none of this. I'm like, I'm going to purchase this stuff, but I won't be coming back here. So her son comes in the store, and her son was like, what's up, Jason? And I give her son a hug, and I was like, oh, this your mom? And she shuts up. And I'm like, I proceed to, and so then the girl behind the counter started laughing, and I was like, oh, well, I said, that's your mom? That's really your mom? And he was like, yeah, that's my mom. And I was like, oh, well, call me later so I can tell you about your mother. And I laughed. And I'm like, I have a problem with cisgender women when they want to use derogatory terms to call us girl and this, and you want to be us. And no, girl, I don't want to be. I pretended to be you for a long time, and I realized that that shit wasn't cute. So no, I'd rather be me. And I'm not going to do the back and forth with a female. I'm just not. Just like I'm not going to go back and forth. If you realize, if you notice, I don't really go back and forth with too many of the trans girls because I look at them as female. So if you respect me, I'm going to respect you. But if you disrespect me, I'm going to go there, but I'm not going to go there like I could go there because I'm still going to look at you like you're a girl. Now go get your brother, your cousin, or somebody else, and I'll fight them, but I'm not going to fight you. And that's just me. And I'm like, and I feel the same way about I don't like using the word stud. So, and I feel the same way about lesbians. Like, I don't want you. I don't want your lover. So you don't have to attack me and call me bitch because, yes, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay male, homosexual male. You're a homosexual woman. So you calling me anything other than my name is pointless because we both the same. We in the same boat. I don't understand it. But Kelly, I brought you on, and I was talking. Well, you can come back. And but I just don't get that. That, and I'm not doing that with cisgender women, that they want to feel the need to emasculate us by calling us girl or calling straight men girl. Or women, or the things like that, to bring us down. And then when we, even as a straight man, go on the attack on them, then they want to cry victim. But bitch, if you was woman enough to say what you said, put your big girl panties on and take what you gonna get. As long as he didn't put his hands on her, he didn't physically get up and put his hands on her, he could have said whatever the fuck he wanted to say to her, and he did. But she opened the door to it. And I guess, and as her husband going to say, well, as a man, he shouldn't have said that. Well, as a woman, she shouldn't have said what she said to him.
You
and
know
I don't
I
think... And,
funny,
and
what I found it funny was how she played the victim. And Frank Ski wasn't there for the shit. He was not having it. He was like, I thought you was roasting. And the thing, like, if you would have won, we wouldn't be having this conversation now. But since you didn't win, now it's a problem. He hit that right on the nose when he said that. Because she tried to blame him. Did y'all hear that whole interview Monday? Well, not the interview.
No, I need
it
by way, man. I'm trying to bring Kelly on so she can talk about something about this Burn Book Monday.
This what?
She said the burn hashtag burn book Monday night. I'm waiting for us to add. They really asked you, girl. They won't let you be great.
Oh, they
block will not let my. They will not let sis be great. No. I will be on the show Monday. I know you'll be on the show Monday night. What is the burn book? What are you talking about? The burn book. Hashtag the burn book Monday night. What are we burning? Because I got some books we can burn. Oh, that's the name of the new. Oh, okay. So it's no longer Petty Mondays. It's now the burn book. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So it's a burn book. Okay. I got you. All right, sis, I'll call Marcus, and then Marcus will call you before I go to bed when I end this live. Okay, so we can talk. Work. So, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to tune in to my... So, I guess we still stuck on Tuesdays at 10 because it's now Burn Book Monday.
What does burn book mean, though? What does that mean?
I guess we're going to burn the book. And like in Mean Girls, it's the burn book. Instead of being petty, we just going to tell the truth and burn the girl. I don't know. So, but anyway, we will pick anyway. It is now 1:11, and my day starts at 6:30. So we're going to end this show. We will be back next week on time at 10 o'clock. I promise you. We will be back on time at 10 o'clock, and I will be more prepared for this subject, the subject at hand, this three-part mini-series on the Butch Queens and the gang, in our community, and the things, the topics that we need to address. So I want to thank those that stayed with us, stayed with me. Justin, I don't know if you're off tomorrow or you got to work.
I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to be washing clothes and chilling and smoking.
I need to do that too. So I will talk to you, Enrique. I'll talk to you in a few. Good night, everyone.
And I sent you that picture, Enrique.
Good night, everyone. I'm looking mad. Oh, I will be. I'm about to end the show. Well, there's really nobody there, so I'm not going to talk about it. bye. Good night.
Bye. Good night.